Hey guys, if you want to become happy instantly, grateful, if you're finding that you're in a rut, you're maybe relapsed recently, or you're just feeling emotionally down, you try to figure out how to get back up. Guys, I have been through that many, many times, and I have found a very quick mental exercise and hack to take you light years ahead of your current state to being in a state of gratitude, right? Because when you're in a state of gratitude, it's very hard to be unhappy. And when you're in a state of gratitude, it's very hard to feel triggered to want to watch porn and act out.
Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started.
The exercise is simply this. Imagine in a hypothetical world where in the future that when people are about to die and they're on their last breath, their last week of death, people in the future are allowed to travel back in time, because in the future we have time machines. You're allowed to travel back in time one time in your entire life, and only when you're about to die, because it's a resource heavy mechanism, travel time, whatever. And you can only travel at the very end of your life, and you have to forfeit all of your belongings, your money, your house, everything you have, personal belongings, to use this time machine. All right? And you can travel back in time. So imagine for a second that you, let's take yourself back to the present, you find yourself in your current house, apartment, wherever you live, and you go downstairs, you wake up, you go downstairs, and sitting at the kitchen table, wherever your kitchen is you as a 90-year-old man, a 90-year-old, and he's come back in time, he's spent his every resource, every penny he has, and he's on his final week of life, and he's traveling to your present to see you and to see your family, whoever's in your household, right? To see you back when he was, you know, your age. So the exercise is to think first and foremost, well, what would you want to ask this person? You know, based on your current situation, whatever you're dealing with regards sexual integrity, regarding finances, regarding career, regarding relationships, your marriage, your kids, what would you want to ask this old version of yourself that has weathered all of that and been through all of that? But actually, the most important exercise I want you to go through is think about his perspective and how he would feel in that moment to be able to come back in time when he's lost everything. You know, he's about to die. He's about to lose his life. He's about to, you know, maybe his wife, you know, your future wife or whoever has already passed away and is coming back in time to visit your current wife, his wife back in the day, or his children when they were little babies, right?
Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way. And it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks. Back to the show.
Maybe he's going through, you know, a very, very difficult situation, right, in the future. He's in pain. So how would he feel to be able to see you, to be able to see whatever situation you're in, the house that he used to live in, the wife, the children, the everything, right? And to be able to see you maybe stressing out or feeling down or feeling depressed or in a rut because of sexual, you know, porn or something like that. How would he feel? What advice would he want to give you, right? And chances are he would be incredibly happy just to see your face, just to see the face. So this is what I do frequently, is I think about it and I think, man, I would be so, this old version of me would be so happy to see my wife, you know, and just be like, man, that's when she looked like that. And she was so young and beautiful. And I would imagine like she already passed away in the future and be like, man, I just so grateful to be able to see her and to be able to hold her. And my kids, man, they're so little and so young. And I remember when I used to get upset at silly things and get stressed out about stuff. And man, I just want to give them a hug and tell them, you know, I love you and you're doing great. Oh man, this is the house that we used to live in. And I remember when I used to complain about this refrigerator or the neighbor, you know, outside, and, you know, and they died a few years ago or whatever. And oh yeah, this is the outdoor. These are the trees, and just being able to see outside. And back when everything was a lot simpler, because in the future there's like flying, hovering cars and stuff like that. So just like taking yourself mentally through the whatever your situation is now of coming back into the present, right? The reason this is important is because it kind of gives a framework of gratitude for what you have currently. Because in the grand scheme of life, the things that probably stress you out or make you sad or lonely don't matter, right? And chances are the version of you from the future will look back and be like, don't worry about that. Like, you're stressed about that? Like, come on, that's gonna be fine. Trust me, I know, you know? And this has kind of been a very therapeutic, if you will, exercise for me, because I go on a walk in the morning and I think about this very frequently, actually. It's like, if I had my future self, 9-year-old self, come back in time to visit me, how would I feel in this moment? It's like, and then I go back home after my walk and I look at my kids, I look at my wife, I'm like, man, this is the moment. Like, this is the time that I would give anything to be back where I am right now. And I'm glad that I'm here and I'm going to enjoy it. So this is maybe helpful to help you guys get out of a little rut or just have some gratitude. Because when you're grateful, I'll say it again, when you're grateful, it's very hard to be unhappy. And that's kind of, I think, the best definition of happiness is just in a place where you don't need anything. You're just grateful for everything you have. You're not worried about anything in the future because you know everything works out. And when you're in that state, you don't need to watch porn. You don't even feel like escaping because you have everything you need. Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact 3-step process I personally use to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.